Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our guest this afternoon, who I hope is going to be Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Doctor.
So I'm going to let you pick up the story. This is, of course, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So tell us what the latest breaking news is.
Well, the big story this week is the increasing recalcitrance of Vice President Dick Cheney to hide his activities. You know, one of the things that the news has not covered is the fact that the Vice President's office has grown to be just a 4 or 5 man staff to a totally secret staff with a $4 million budget. This is the secret working room of the White House, in my opinion, and that's why Vice President Dick Cheney is trying to keep virtually everything that he does a secret within this huge staff that he's got as the Vice President. But never before has any Vice President in this United States been anything but a token office. Someone who goes out and does a few public relations things. This guy has Air Force Two, an entire aircraft dedicated to his personal use. And right now, of course, he is busy trying to say that he is neither part of the, or that he's both part of the legislative branch and then part of the executive branch. The big problem, of course, is that President Bush's latest executive order detailing how member agencies of the executive branch must deal with classified documents and materials, Vice President's office says that he is exempt from this because he's part of the legislative branch. And, of course, he was just making the argument in the past few years that he's exempt from scrutiny from Congress because he's part of the executive branch. So which is he? That's the big question.
And, of course, they're really trying to get his record subpoenaed. Are they going to be able to be successful?
I don't think so, and that's because the spokesman for Vice President Dick Cheney came out today and said that President Bush has agreed with the Vice President that his executive order detailing how agencies much within the administration must deal with classified materials does not refer to the President or the Vice President, so they consider themselves both exempt. In any case, ever since the year 2003, Cheney has failed to disclose the exact amount and nature of his intelligence his office has made secret or declassified. In other words, he's had a great deal to do with both the classifying and, well, we don't know anything that he's declassified, but certainly he's been involved in keeping everything secret. The biggest scandal started, in the major energy committee meetings that he had with Enron and other major energy suppliers, and he refused to reveal to Congress anybody who attended or what their agenda was or what the agreements were between the administration. This was, of course, before the major California energy crisis, whereby there was a great deal of, it wasn't the deregulation that was the problem, it was the price controls that stayed on by California, which made an inevitable conclusion between price, supply, and demand. So, in any case, there's a great deal of these secrets that the Vice President's office keeps personally that aren't even in the National Archives. After a year of unsuccessful attempts by the National Archives to extract information from the Vice President's office, the case has turned, of course, into a full-blown confrontation.
Well, of course, the thing is that why do they keep these things secret? Are they keeping them from Osama bin Laden? Or is everything designed to conceal the truth from the American people? That is the most important question. We'll be right back with Joel.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skelton. We've been talking about Dick Cheney and secrecy, and of course the fact that he certainly doesn't want anybody to know what he's up to, and I can understand why. If I was a member of a super secret organization like the Trilateral Commission and I was really running the country, the last thing I'd want the American people to realize what is really going on. So go ahead, Joel.
One of the biggest rubs that Congress has had with the Vice President is as they were trying to hold hearings on his request for $4.5 million to run his office, he refused to even reveal to Congress what the names of his staff members were and how many staff members that $4 million was supporting. That's how secret, his office is. As Scott Horton of Harper's wrote this week, he said, nothing is quite so revealing of the tyrannical attitudes of Dick Cheney as his views on secrecy. Simply put, for Cheney, the public office holder, everything he does must be kept secret from the people. On the other hand, the ordinary people are entitled to no secrets from him. He can engage in unwarranted wiretapping and surveillance to his heart's content, and no matter that it's a violation of federal criminal statutes, why the office of the vice president, he thinks, is above the law. You know, as Aristotle pointed out in his original treatises on democracy, it's just the opposite. That is, that the public should have the right to keep all of their dealings private, but public office holders should have everything open to scrutiny from the public. Now, there is some use of national security secrets when it involves things that clearly have to do with things that an enemy reveals. but we have found that this administration uses secrecy almost 90% to cover up for government wrongdoings, to keep it secret from the public. One of the proofs of that was that when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C. during the Reagan administration, there was a great deal of secrets that were flowing to the Soviet Union, and we wanted the public to know about those. And the administration kept saying, no, we've got to keep this secret, lest our enemies know about this. And I said, well, you know, that's a non sequitur. I mean, we're talking about the fact that the enemy already knows you've been transferring this information, and we want to know what you've transferred. And so it wasn't a cover-up something that the Russian spies would already know. It was something that the American people would know the administration was doing to facilitate communism. Now, it wasn't President Reagan himself, but certainly it was his staff who were running a globalist agenda even then. And President Reagan was incapable of stopping it. There's been an interesting book that came out about how Henry Kissinger controlled the Nixon presidency. And Nixon was encouraged to keep on medical drugs and treatment. Was also being treated for alcoholism during his presidency. So much of the time he was, quote, under the weather. Kissinger took advantage of this, of course, to control and manipulate most things. And surprisingly, according to the book that just came out recently, that Nixon was more than willing to let that happen because he was essentially trusted Kissinger and wanted to, well, I take it back. I mean, he didn't like Kissinger, but he was wholly dependent on Kissinger to keep him looking credible. Now the Washington Post has come out and posted several interesting experiences which show how Cheney has built a center of power ever since working in the Gerald R. Ford administration as chief of staff in the 1970s. Of course, he saw how Nelson Rockefeller, as the vice president, was easily marginalized. Dan Quayle, under the George H.W. Bush administration, was simply a figurehead. He was put in there to placate conservatives, had no powers whatsoever. It's been this way ever since, even up till the Clinton-Gore years, although Gore, with his ego, wanted to have a little bit more say. But all he did, basically, was get more public speaking agendas going. But Dick Cheney's the only one who's had a huge staff. He's got a huge personal bunker being built underneath the National Observatory where he lives. It's nearly a mile underground. The only reason we know in the public that this secret bunker is being built is that all the explosions going off in the past 4 or 5 years have disturbed the neighbors so much that the government had to come out and say that they were building a nuclear underground bomb shelter for the vice president under the Naval Observatory. That's where the vice president's home is. Now, as I've explained on your show many times before, this bunker is not for some rogue, small, dirty nuclear bomb that goes off from a terrorist. This is in anticipation of a huge nuclear preemptive strike from Russia and China, who are preparing for that eventuality as we speak. It's not coming for 7 or 8 years because China's not ready yet, and neither is the Soviet Union, but they're quickly getting ready for that. So our leaders know that these types of things are coming. There's a tremendous amount of transfer of power through the vice president's office as he directs this presidency. As I've said before, the president is more of a script reader than anything else.
Well, I hope you're right that we have that length of time before the nuclear attack comes. I just wonder if Dick Cheney's still going to be living there, 7 or 8 years from now. So we'll wait and see what happens, but I agree with you. I think there's certain people who know very well that a nuclear attack is imminent, and they're preparing to look after themselves and their families, but of course no preparations are being made for the rest of the population.
And that's what's interesting, is that FEMA, with all its incompetence, continues to rake in billions of dollars in taxpayer money for doing that bureaucratic thing, and yet they refuse to encourage and spend money to instruct Americans how to provide for their own shelter. One of the things that I think the most important lessons that was learned in Katrina is that whatever you do, you don't go into a FEMA shelter. I repeat, you do not enter a FEMA shelter of your own volition. And you do everything possible to keep them from herding you in there outside of your volition. And the reason is it becomes like a prison camp. As was the Superdome, you couldn't get out of there. Even if you had a home that was had much better accommodations than this, you weren't allowed to walk out of there, go to any place. You were kept in prison. And so this is what awaits those that get under government control when they declare an emergency. And none of this, of course, was done without by declaring any martial law powers at all. FEMA simply takes control when they desire to. And when you have an emergency, people tend to gripe and complain, but there were no lawsuits against FEMA for keeping them in. And, of course, the courts probably would not have upheld the citizens' right to leave, citing government emergency legislation. So, in any case, Dick Cheney, returning to the story here, has actually changed things so that really, in reality, his office becomes the office of chief of staff of the presidency. Everything comes through Cheney. He filters everything that comes to the president. He always has the last word, according to the Washington Post, on any issue. He's the last one to get with the president. Now, they treat President Bush as if he is president, but he really is the script reader. He knows that he essentially is beholding to all of these powers that be in order to make his decisions. Dick Cheney is the one who tells him, or suggests, in quotes, to him what the final decision should be. Now, Vice President Cheney also controls what happens in the West Wing of the White House, which is where all your staff of the White House congregate. The Vice President, for example, has a budget review board, a panel the Bush administration created to set spending priorities and serve as a kind of an arbiter with cabinet members when they appeal to their decisions to the White House on budget issues. And the White House has portrayed this board as a device to keep Bush from wasting time on petty disagreements. But, previous cabinet-level decisions have never amounted to this kind of dispute. And now what happens with Cheney's leadership, the panel gives him direct and indirect power over the entire federal budget, and everybody who wants a change must come and speak to the vice president. So it's very interesting that you find these little stories that come out in the press where you see an officer and he said, a congressman, and he wants to lobby the president, and then he goes to see the vice president. Someone who wants to make a change in one of the departments in the one of the agencies in the Bush administration goes to see the vice president if he gets up that high, or one of the staff members. Former Josh Bolton, neocon ambassador to the UN, is a vocal participant as well in these weekly luncheon meetings with the Bush economic team, which gathers, according to Bolton, without the president. And Cheney's the most senior official in the room, he says, and everyone gives great deference to what Cheney says. Now, there's more to that than what's said. It appears as if this is built strictly on the strength of Cheney's personality, but it isn't. There is an unwritten rule in the White House, an unwritten knowledge that Cheney's running things. And it doesn't take long. People don't have to say this is a conspiracy, the president has been co-opted. They don't have to say that. Presidents have always been too busy to take everybody who wants to come in, but this administration has gone to extremes to isolate President Bush from daily meetings with people. He takes a tremendous amount of briefing in order to meet with people to be competent. Dick Cheney, however, is conversant with all the issues. And we have found that people, when they get into trouble, it brings to mind, for example, that Klamath Falls fiasco where the Environmental Protection Agency shut down all the irrigation for the Klamath Falls region in Oregon because of a fish preservation issue. And Dick Cheney got on the phone to the new EPA administrator and said, which was really funny, he said, "This is Dick Cheney, and I need to speak with you right away about the Klamath Falls issue." And he said, "Let me leave you my number." And he says, "I don't even know what my number is. Just call me at the White House." And the new administrator thought it was a prank because she thought it was ludicrous that Dick Cheney wouldn't know what his number is. But anyway, that shows how much power he has.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we begin exploring this very strange situation that exists in Washington, D.C. today, where Dick Cheney, member of the Trial Outs Commission, CFR, seems to be running the show. where we have a figurehead for our president.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The testimony of Norman Mineta, who was former Secretary of Transportation, who was there and repeated that President Cheney was there and giving the orders basically for a stand down. Now, former Secretary Mineta answered questions recently from members of the 9/11 Truth Commission which is a private organization, of course, trying to get at the real truth behind 9/11 and their Seattle organization. They got him on the phone, and he confirmed that Vice President Cheney was absolutely already there at the command post at approximately 9:25 a.m. when Mineta arrived. Mineta was shocked to learn, and it shows that he didn't even keep up on things, that the 9/11 Commission claimed that Cheney had not arrived there until 9:58 after the Pentagon had been hit. So there was a tremendous cover-up during the 9/11 Commission. Not only did they omit Norman Mineta's testimony about Cheney being there, and I'll quote what Norman Mineta says in a minute, but they also arranged exacted testimony from somebody who witnessed falsely that Cheney wasn't there. Norman Mineta also said, interestingly enough, to the 9/11 Scholars Committee that Lynn Cheney, his wife, was in the bunker with him along with several members of Cheney's staff. And that confirms that these people had to know really what was going on. But Mineta is on video testifying before the 9/11 Commission, though it was omitted in the final report. And for those of you listeners who haven't heard this, he said, quote, during the time that the airplane was coming into the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out. The plane is now 30 miles out, Mr. Vice President. When it got down to 10 miles out, the young man also said to the Vice President, did the order still stand? And the Vice President turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the order still stands. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Mineta confirmed his statement with reporters, saying, when I overheard something about the order still stand, and so what I thought that they'd already made the decision to shoot someone down. Norman Mineta made it clear to reporters who verified his quotes that he was indeed talking about a stand-down order not to shoot down the hijacked aircraft. In other words, they reported Mineta as saying or thinking that he thought Cheney was referring to the order still standing, yes, to shoot something down. But in fact, Mineta, it was very clear to him all along that Cheney was saying, the orders still stand, don't do anything at all. No shoot-down did take place, at least to the Pentagon plane. It became clear that Cheney intended to keep NORAD fighter jets from responding. And part of all of the other scenarios involved that were meant in large part to keep those fighter jets that were on alert out and away from the Pentagon so they couldn't respond. And the ones that were there were kept on the ground. I had a subscriber who called me with a report from a personal friend of his who was in the tower of McGuire Air Force Base saying that he was in the tower during 9/11, got a call from the commanding officer telling him to shut down the flight line and do not let any fighters take off. So,
which means, of course, that we left those people there in the buildings to die.
That's correct. So Dick Cheney probably also, you know, lied about his whereabouts, I think before the 9/11 Commission. Mineta was still in the bunker, by the way, when the plane was reported down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I remember he said later on, when I heard about the Shanksville plane going down, the vice president was right across from me, and I said, do you think that we shot it down ourselves? And he said, I don't know. He said, let's find out. So he had someone check with the Pentagon. That was maybe, say, 10:30 or so. And we never heard back from the DOD until probably 12:30, and they said, no, we didn't do it. Of course, Donald Rumsfeld has stated before that the plane over Shanksville was shot down. Now, he claimed afterwards that it was a misstatement or probably a Freudian slip, but he made it clear he was talking to troops in Iraq, and he said it, and the plane in Pennsylvania that was shot down, and he just wouldn't make that kind of mistake. You know, if you were thinking crash, I mean, to say shot down is a very specific thing. The testimony, interestingly, about the Shanksville thing, well, I guess we've got a break coming up.
We do, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Right here at Genesis, don't even think about changing the dial.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, would you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and then perhaps subscribe to it?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service, and it's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. The first thing you see on the front page is a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief, which comes out every Friday. There is a modest subscription price for this weekly update on the news that I give, where I try to interpret and provide what the standard media omits from the news. You know, they distort the news not so much by telling direct lies, although they do that occasionally, but mostly by omitting key truths that people need to know. And so people can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if they would like to consider subscribing by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Lots of other things on the website. On the right-hand side is a list from the archives of all of the major cover-ups the government has been involved in and my analysis of that. Lots of good stuff on 9/11, on the JFK assassination, on the TW-800, the Oklahoma City bombing. Many, many things that help you understand what really went on behind the scenes. And on the left-hand side of my page, you can find a listing of the books that I have to help you prepare for what I believe is coming. I'd like to particularly have your listeners note that the article in the right-hand side called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade is a very important recitation of my general theory of what I think the globalists are up to, what their real purpose is, going through Iraq and other Middle Eastern countries, provoking war, and how this is going to lead to a major retaliation from Russia and China that will take us into a third world war and eventually into the new world order.
All right, very good. And so hopefully many of our listeners will want to get the World Affairs Brief trial, and hopefully they'll subscribe to it. I think it's fascinating. I look forward to reading it every single week. Well, pick up the story. What's the next thing we want to cover?
Well, we will be covering this Cheney story in this week's brief, so if you send me that email after Friday, then I can give you a sample copy of this latest brief, which should be very interesting for your listeners. What's interesting, of course, is that Mineta believes that Cheney's saying that we'll find out from the Department of Defense, and waiting a couple hours to get a response was just a ruse to throw him off. Vice President Cheney was telling Tim Russert on September 16th on Meet the Press. He said, "We had access, secure communications with Air Force One, the Secretary of Defense over the Pentagon. We had secure video conferencing ties with the White House, CIA, State, Justice, Defense." So, in other words, there wasn't any reason for him to get a two-hour delayed response about something that was current to this. He could have just simply walked over to the microphone and the video teleconference with the Secretary of Defense and said, "We shoot that plane down in 93, but he did not want Mineta to see the response, because video conferencing obviously could have been seen by Mineta as well. So this is much of what we've got in terms of the cover-up. This is the heart and soul of the globalist control of this administration, and it does provide a new change. Heretofore, presidents have been controlled by their national security advisor, which, as you pointed out, is also CFR, Trilateral Commission. We're talking about the likes of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the national security advisor of Jimmy Carter, led to those disastrous betrayals that Carter was responsible for, Nicaragua, parts of Vietnam and China, and the Shah of Iran. Those types of betrayals. Of course, he's switched sides now, or appeared to switch sides, to become an apologist an attacker of the present Bush strategy. But this is typical of globalists, who position themselves to be on both sides of any issue, depending on which way the wind is blowing. And of course, then we had Henry Kissinger during the Kissinger and Ford years. He's been probably the most powerful second-level elite person directing presidents. We've had Strobe Talbot during the Clinton administration, Brent Scowcroft during the George H.W. Bush administration, Sandy Berger also during Clinton administration. These people are very, very high up in what I call the globalist conspiracy. These are the people who know the game plan, even if the president himself doesn't. He is simply to sign off on things and to nod his head and say yes. Much of what we're talking about is typical of the kinds of secrecy, but the big story is below the surface. Nothing could be more emblematic of this than the news story this week about the CIA finally revealing, quote, the family jewels. Well, hardly. The CIA has released its so-called family jewels, nearly 700 pages of documents detailing some of its most infamous and illegal operations dating back to the 1950s. And, of course, these include assassination plots of foreign leaders, drug tests on unwitting citizens, wiretapping of U.S. journalists, spying on activities, opening mail and break-ins of ex-CIA employees, and those types of things. But what's interesting is we have to ask ourselves, this was supposedly kept under wraps clear back in the first Bush administration by CIA Director Helms. But this is another cover story, Dr. Stan. As one journalist said, none of these things are new. Virtually every one of these things have been reported at one time or another in the press. In other words, these are not opening the secrets that nobody knows about. These are opening the secrets that everybody has known about, it because they've been leaked at one time or another. The real secrets about the huge drug operations run by the CIA, the real secrets about how we have been working with terrorists, including the IRA and the PLO for years, those are the real secrets that are still being kept This was just some tantalizing stuff that was given to the public to give the impression, actually to counterbalance the fact that this administration has been the most secrecy-prone administration of all times, and to counterbalance that image, they're making it appear as if the president and his people finally made the CIA come clean, but this is just a sham.
I agree with you, and of course, how could they ever tell the American people that the largest drug dealer in the entire world is the Central Intelligence Agency working with a criminal element throughout the world?
That's very, very correct. Well, moving on to Europe, Tony Blair has finally resigned, and Chancellor of the Exchequer Gordon Brown is now the new Labour Party leader. He's just as bad as Blair, but Blair immediately gets another six-figure salary, going to be the Middle East envoy, predictably calling for the globalist two-state solution there, and of which they're making a new major push to try to get Hamas essentially isolated. What I reported on last week in the brief is that we found now, through several interviews with Fatah fighters who supposedly lost the war in Gaza to Hamas. This is a civil war type between the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. But Fatah said that they were undermined by their own leaders. They kept telling to be falling back, that we're going to make a last stand in the big seashore compounds. But in fact, when they got to the seashore compounds after falling back, the leaders are already left by boat, and they were left without any means of support and just told to give themselves up. So what it appears to be is that Hamas was, in fact, provoked by several instances by Fatah-run security services and the Palestinian Authority to finally go to war against Fatah, which is under the direction of, used to be under Yasser Arafat, now under Mahmoud Abbas. And it appears as if Hamas was simply lured in to go ahead and taking power so that Fatah could have a legitimate excuse to withdraw and to sever their relationship with Hamas. What this does is leave Hamas in charge of the Gaza Strip. Mahmoud Abbas then put his Fatah's security people immediately on rounding up and isolating all the Hamas people in West Bank. So now we have a bipartite solution in the Palestinian Authority. That is, the PA under president under Mahmoud Abbas controls the West Bank, the larger of the occupied areas, and the poverty-stricken, ghetto-like Gaza Strip is now under Hamas, and it's isolated and rounded and surrounded. Israel probably isn't going to let that stand. But it does give them an excuse to come back to the table, and Mahmoud Abbas immediately said, now we're free from this government of Hamas, and the U.S. and the European Union started up aid all over again to the PLO, and these people, of course, have been funding terrorism. They're made to look as not as extreme as Hamas, but they still are a terrorist and always have been a terrorist organization that have killed many hundreds of American troops in Lebanon and Beirut and in other places. But the entire creation has been to give this the appearance that now we have a partner that we can work with. And sure enough, even though Israel says that we will never trade hostages for hostages because that only breeds more hostage taking, they've just agreed now to release some 250 hardened terrorists held in their prisons in exchange for the one soldier that has been kept hostage for over a year now in the Palestinian Authority. So they are giving in to terrorism. Something, of course, they said they never do, but they always do.
Well, why would you give up 250 terrorists for one Israeli soldier? And this is what they do repeatedly, because actually I don't think there are that many terrorists out there. You know, if they didn't keep capturing them and then releasing them again, why, they wouldn't be able to continue playing the game.
Well, they gave up 400 and some some 5 years ago. And so this is very typical now. Typically, they try to do this as saying, we're just going to give up some terrorists as a free will offering. It's not related to getting it back. And sure enough, then the president gets released, you know, a couple of days later. But they say there's no linkage. Now they're openly admitting the linkage. Everybody knows that their government is a bunch of hypocrites and liars, and so they're not even trying to make the pretense of honesty anymore.
No, not only that, but they're going to get close to $500 million, $500 million to a boss, you know, who is a terrorist. And in the name of, well, he's going to be the good terrorist, and he's going to be fighting the bad terrorist, Hamas. And they're going to give him this massive amount of money. you know, to so he can begin to stabilize, you know, his group against Hamas.
That's right. Well, turning to the European Union now, they pulled a real interesting sleight-of-hand maneuver there in the EU, knowing that they would never get a EU constitution ratified because of its openly giving up national sovereignty and putting everyone into one Sovietized type committee where they have no more national powers. They've decided to go with a treaty, and Der Spiegel of Germany, which means the mirror, it's their version of the Times mirror in England. But they gave a great deal of media coverage to this treaty passing and the concessions given by Poland. But they said hardly anything about the details of the treaty. What they're trying to do is cover up for the fact that the treaty, in fact, ratifies the things that the French and the Belgian people rejected in the Constitution. But just because now it's a treaty, the people don't have any reason to vote upon it, and their legislative leaders, which are always more leftist and liberal than the people themselves, will ratify this treaty. Now, Tony Blair is in particular hot water for this because he had always promised the British people that he would never get us into the get them into the EU without having a vote, a plebiscite from the British people on this. And but he's reneging on this, and he claimed in the day or so before he left office that he was not reneging on it. In fact, that he said, I had several red lines, and none of those red lines were crossed. Well, the talk about red lines is something that go back to the Israelis. The Israelis have always had so-called lines in the sand or red lines that they will not cross, and they cross them anyway. They do it in secret sometimes. Tony Blair's saying a game. He said he won a convoluted exemption from the Charter of Fundamental Rights. It was a guarantee that the Charter wouldn't create justiciable rights in the UK. That means rights that can be imposed upon them by a court of law, a way of preventing EU laws from coming into the UK through the back door. The 50 Charter EU Charter contains a host of some 50... it's an exhaustive list of well-established rights, such as the freedom of speech and religion. But it also has contradictory rights. It says, you know, the freedom of speech shall be inviolable except when, a person shall be speaking out against the state, or the property rights shall be inviolable except when we need it for public use. So you see, this type of a list is in violation of the common law rights, which gives British people a lot more protection from these things. In any case, the EU is a very dangerous proposition, and nothing is more symptomatic of that than the fact that last week a German court sentenced a 55-year-old Lutheran pastor to 1 year in jail for so-called incitement of the people because he compared the killing of the unborn in contemporary Germany to the Holocaust. Can you imagine that, Stan? 1 year in prison for comparing the killing of, some 150,000 a year to a Holocaust. And it is a Holocaust, of course. The total amount represents more than all of the Jews killed there as well. Next week, the Council of Europe is going to vote on a resolution imposing Darwinism as Europe's official ideology. European governments are asked to fight the expression of creationist opinions, such as the young earth and intelligent design theories. According to the Council of Europe, these theories are, quote, undemocratic and a threat to human rights.
And, of course, what we're really doing is seeing the establishment of a European Soviet. This is why it's fully supported by Gorbachev and every communist, because, of course, this is going to be set up on a Soviet principle. And they know exactly what's happening, and the last thing they want is for the people to have any say in it at all. It's being opposed from the top down. Just as here in the United States, the amnesty bill, which was passed the Senate, was not the will of the people. The people, were calling in 8-9-1 against the amnesty bill, and the senators, responding to pressure from above, simply went ahead and passed it anyway. They don't really care what the people think here in America, or certainly over in the European Union.
Well, it shows, Dr. Stan, how once you get a false set of human rights and you have committees that are able to detail to the people what they can and cannot say, because it's, I mean, we have in Canada people being prosecuted for mentioning anything contrary to homosexuality as a violation of somebody's human rights, because it makes them feel embarrassed on things. Going back to the immigration, you know, this is very typical. The establishment saying, we're not going to take no for an answer, no matter how high the percentage of people is that are against this. Now, your remarks seemed to indicate that it had been passed in the Senate. I had understood that only what had passed was to be able to bring it up for for reconsideration.
Well, I think there was a cloture so that they can actually take it up. They can't just block it anymore using those techniques.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we're in real trouble because I think the Senate's going to pass the amnesty bill. And then, of course, it can go to the House. We can try to stop it there, but the president will go to any lengths to destroy this country. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you later this week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month, plus our newsletter. And certainly, we hope many of you out there give serious consideration to helping us. And then, of course, we want you to understand what's really going on, and that means you're going to have to see my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or read my book. You're going to have to see my talk on the Forbidden Secret the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years since the beginning of recorded time right up to the present time. And then, of course, along with that, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning DVD and the Riddles in Stone DVD. And if you do that, why, you'll know more than most college professors about what's really going on, and certainly much more than most of the ministers, you know, who should be guiding us and speaking out against this organized evil which permeates every aspect of our society and the secret societies that this organized evil has spawned. So those DVDs, and we're talking about Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, Riddles in Stone, and Secret Mysteries, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, with war looming in the Middle East and the possibility we could be in very, very serious straits here very, very soon, if you have not yet laid in your supply of food, you need to. And if you have an emergency catalog, emergency food catalog, do not put this off. You need to have your emergency food on hand. You need to have a water filter, a Perky water filter. You need to have barrels of water. You need to have the pumps to get it out with. Sydney, you need to lay in a supply of vitamins and other things. You need to start thinking about how you'd be able to grow food and to prepare food. And of course, we have books on the best of basics. And don't let your pantry down and things of that sort. At Radio Liberty, to prepare you for what lies ahead, a good checklist, you know, for disaster preparedness is inside the red zone. So all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there. 5 hours a day now, 3 hours a day at Radio Liberty, and then there are other stations you can listen to the other 2 hours, Genesis and the American Freedom Network. And then we do hope that many of you, of course, will want to get our material on health, the books by Russell Blaylock, the DVD, I think by Dr. Ayub, is so important. It goes into how they're destroying the minds of our children. Have you ever wondered why 1 in 90 boys is autistic in America? 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And the government says they have no idea, but they can assure you it isn't mercury. Well, if you get Dr. Ayub, his DVD and or video called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda, you'll get free along with that a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation. They know exactly what they're doing. They hate children. They're destroying their minds because we're dealing with people who have a different worldview. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction, my talk on Nundare College genocide. You need to get my talk on population control. It's a video. Then you need to get our 4-tape set on population control and my agenda, population control agenda monograph, that's up there on the internet. Have they created new diseases? Certainly. You need to get the book Emerging Viruses. You need to get Project Daylily, written by Dr. Garth Nichols, and tells you how they killed several of the people he was working with and tried to kill both he and his wife because they'd uncovered these terrible experiments they were doing and releasing these terrible diseases on the American people. My number, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, the views of our guest. This afternoon, our guest is Bob Fletcher, who we've interviewed many times before on weather warfare. But we're going to be talking about some of the investigative work he's done in the past, actually working as an investigator for certain government agencies. Bob, thank you so very much for being with us.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you, Stan, very much.
And, of course, Bob was working with Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono, before he met his strange demise skiing. In fact, he was the second person killed, prominent person killed within a two-week period, while out skiing, supposedly by themselves. In fact, isn't it interesting, we haven't had anybody in a prominent position died for that technique again. Anyway, why don't you tell us your experience there, how you happen to be working with people in Washington, D.C.?
It goes back quite a while. In my particular situation, I had a negative experience many years ago, way back in 1985, and I ended up crossing paths with and being plopped right into the middle of a covert operation by a CIA or intelligence agents. And that, of course, was a period of time when the Central Intelligence and other agencies right out of the White House were supplying which was at that time illegal arms to the Contras, and which became, of course, the Iran-Contra business. And prior to that, had nothing to do with covert operations, had nothing to do with the United States government, other than being in the military several years earlier. And I was a businessman. Next thing I know, I had merged my company with another company that was, in fact, a fraudulent front, a covert front operation for carrying on illegal arms and other such activities, which everybody would remember with a fellow named Oliver North in the White House, and General Singlab, and General Secord, and General Adderholt, who at that time were just continuing their previous military jobs. And by that I mean militarily they were the ones that ran the covert operations and all of that business, Air America and everything that had gone on in the Vietnam War. Several years later, they, of course, were still just supplying military weapons on the behalf of our covert secret operations. And I ended up in the middle of it. Didn't ask for it, wasn't looking for it, but I did. And then, of course, from being a witness in the middle of the Iran-Contra business and from all of the extraordinarily crazy stuff that was going on secretly at that time, it just sort of went from being a witness into doing some investigations, actually originally on my own case, along with a lawyer and a few other people. And then, of course, I was in the middle of several associated and linked secret operations, and I started doing investigations on the behalf of some offices in Washington.
All right, I think it's important that people understand that here was a totally dishonest operation. Actually, during the Iran-Iraq War, we were providing weapons for both sides, and we were subsidizing the Iraqis so they could buy the weapons, and we were helping them when they used the chemical weapons to kill hundreds of thousands of Iranians. But, of course, we can't tell the American people that, could we? Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Bob Fletcher, and Bob was simply saying that we were selling weapons to the Contras, and then they were paying as many times with drugs, which the government, the CIA, were smuggling back into this country and selling here. And so pick up the story from there.
Well, and in the midst of this, they were pulling some weapons out of our stores, that were stored in different places around the world, which we do on a regular basis, just kind of have this stuff laying around. There's a lot of financial reasons for that, et cetera, et cetera. We won't get into that. But so they were taking some of those weapons out. They were also, at the same time, actually getting some weapons that they were supplying to the Iranians and getting money and donation from Arab and Mideastern states to assist us voluntarily with this problem in Nicaragua. Then they were even taking some weapons that were going to certain Arab states that were actually coming through Israel, and that temporarily caused another whole separate problem. because when they discovered in some of the Arabs that were assisting and being involved with the supplying of weapons, etc., and receiving weapons also for their war over there, then they found out some of that was coming from Israel, which of course really irritated and angered some of the Arabs, which we believe in the middle of some investigations that we've done that some aircraft actually may have been blown up. Some people may have actually died because the Arabs had gotten Jewish supplied weapons, which of course actually was ours, but going through the Jewish state of Israel into some of the Arab countries, and they got angry at us and actually apparently blew up some of our military because of that. So it's just such a mess. But of course the guys that were doing it, the primary these intelligence agents and old military officers from the previous wars, they were making millions, and the bottom line is they really don't care. A few people get killed here, a few people get killed there, and et cetera, et cetera. They could care less, and they always do it, and they do it under the banner of United States, God Bless America, and United States of America. But the bottom line is, of course, their bank accounts are swelling. In the more that people die, the more wars there are, the more weapons they supply, the bigger their personal pocketbooks become, of course.
And, of course, they went before Congress and they lied, and they lied, and they lied about what they were doing. And then when, of course, they finally did get caught, why, of course, they got pardoned by the president. So that's a pretty nice way to handle things, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And of course, unfortunately, that goes on all the time. If you go back and review it, you'll very seldom find anybody in serious hot water from a congressional or a senatorial inquiry. They do all of these. They don't even get the information. I amazed some people in Washington, D.C. a short time after the 87-89 investigations for all this Iran-Contra stuff. I paid a visit to the chief legal counsel to the House Foreign Affairs Committee at that time, and I went in there with a whole, I must have had 5 inches of documentation that had been retrieved out of Oliver North's offices. And these were the same papers that the Congress and Senate had looked at that were totally, completely blacked out, redacted, they say, called it redacting. They had blacked out, I'm going to say, 90% of most of these papers. Well, I had retrieved them, personally gotten them, in an untouched condition. And, of course, when they looked at it a year or two before, they couldn't go any place. You can't say anything. If you look at a piece of paper that's almost totally black and been marked over, you certainly can't read anything. So where do you go with that? And, of course, the papers that I had, which were untouched by the black marker, were totally and completely, it was personal notes between guys on telephone messages talking about picking up and transporting narcotics and using aircraft, military planes, to do that job, and talking about setting up artificial front companies with shrimping operations that would transport weapons, military people, and also drugs. And it was all in complete black and white. And when I went in with these papers and sat down in the offices in the United States Congress, the congressman just fell off of the chairs. You know, they said, oh, my God, this is the stuff we looked at. It was totally blacked out. No wonder they blacked it out. And, by the way, that blacking out, which is done under the Secrecy Act, you know, that nobody's supposed to see certain things, this is a wonderful setup. If you're a narcotic smuggler, and you are actually smuggling both weapons and guns down south and narcotics back up to the north, to the United States, to kill our own kids, if you're in that kind of an operation and you have the ability to stamp that thing top secret and tell the investigators and the judges and the judicial system and the American people to just take a hike that they can't look at it, how do you invest drug smuggling when the drug smugglers are the people at, in the White House.
Well, what did they do with the material that you bought through them, Bob?
Well, it was too late. In other words, you know, several of them. I know one guy, one particular fellow, who was in fact the legal counsel there, had sat on the investigating committee, worked for Congressman Dante Fisel out of Miami. You know, he looked at it and went over it, and he and I were going over a list. I was going over a list of people who were witnesses who had been murdered. And I, doing it off the top of my head, I was going down this list. I said, this guy, this guy, this guy. And then I got stuck. I was trying to think of a guy's name and who had been murdered. And this fellow, the lawyer in the congressional office, filled in the blanks. He said, oh, you mean so-and-so. And I said, yes. And he said, you know, I totally agree with you. He said, I think every one of these people were murdered to keep them quiet by people right out of here, right out of the White House, right out of the the congressional buildings there. And he said, where did you get all this? Where did you get this paperwork? Where did you get this from? Because you have to remember, prior to being an investigator, in being involved with that, I was a toy manufacturer out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I joked with him. I said, well, you know, you guys don't know anything up here. I said, if you want to know what's going on, give me a call. I'm a toy manufacturer in Atlanta. I can tell you what's going on in your backyard. I said, just because I have befriended some agents that have enough nerve to step forward and say something. You know, they supplied me with this material. I had people during 87, 89, up through 1996. I would get a phone call. Somebody would send me a package of information, or somebody would do something, because I was out there in front, had either crazy enough or enough nerve to step forward and say, hey, we are killing people and running drugs under the auspices of the White House. And that's how high it went.
Because I remember we had Gary Webb, who'd written an article for the San Jose Mercury about this, and went into the whole background of the drugs and the Contra operation. And, of course, they went after him. They got him fired. He was had a Pulitzer Prize. They got him fired. They got him blacklisted. And eventually he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead.
Right, right. Yeah, he was also, I think Gary was probably killed. And of course, Gary wrote all that actually several years after I had already been into with the Senate and the Congress. And like I said, the few people that have the nerve to step forward and really say something. But see, I find it extremely offensive that, and there's things that people don't know, which makes me crazy, and because you're not supposed to know it. But like the judge, for example, that did the reversal of most all of the charges against these guys was a Central Intelligence agent, the CIA agent for years.
And so they have their people planted in the courts.
So
they have them planted in the media. They have them planted in Congress. In fact, the congressman in charge of the Oversight Committee for Congress was a man named Peter, I think it was Goss, wasn't it?
And Peter Goss, who was formerly a congressman out of Florida, by the way, which is my own home state where I ran for Congress. But Peter Goss, and he was he was a Central Intelligence agent. And then he was a congressman,
and he
was totally involved with the Iran Contra stuff also.
And he was rewarded for his fine work by being made director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
They put him back into being the head of the CIA. And again, these are things, you know, if you don't know somebody, if you know somebody is a CIA agent, or, you know, you always are. But if you know somebody's a CIA agent, and he becomes a judge, how is he going to do his judiciary? You know, how is he going to pass judgment on people that may be corrupted government agents? Well, not likely he's going to do much.
In fact, it's so interesting. The initial investigation of 911 was carried out by the Joint House Senate Select Committee, of course, and the fellow from the House of Representatives was none other than Peter Goss,
a lifelong
CIA agent, investigating what happened on 911 to make sure they're or there wasn't any CIA involvement. Oh, shucks, and they didn't find any. I wonder why.
Now, I have a funny story to tell you when we come back.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Bob Fletcher. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the way the world really works. And you better understand it. You better get involved. Because we've lost control of our government. We have people who are dedicated to the establishment of a tyrannical government, a fascist dictatorship. They're taking us into a war with Iran. They're going to collapse our economy. And believe me, that's just the good news. Now, well, when we get back, maybe we'll tell you some of the bad news. But behind that are powerful spiritual forces.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695. You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. You know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. That a fellow who, actually, the congressman, his name was not Peter, but a Porter Goss.
Porter Goss.
And of course, he had been, you know, in the CIA. He was always in the CIA. They ran him for Congress. They got him put in charge of oversight of the CIA. So here you've got a CIA agent posing as a congressman who has the oversight for the investigation of the CIA. He heads the initial investigation of what happened on 9/11. Then, of course, he's promoted to become the director of the CIA. And this is how the whole system works. And we have an invisible government. They are involved in drug smuggling. They're involved in assassinations. They're involved in creating wars. They ran the Vietnam War, and they killed tens of thousands of civilians. They're running the war over in Iraq, and you can see how well things are going over there. And the average American has no idea. And if you ask too many questions, or maybe speak out too loudly, then the next thing you know, why, you end up like Gary Webb did, a former reporter from San Jose Mercury, who we've had the opportunity to interview several times, who ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. So go ahead, Bob.
Yes, and unfortunately that goes on, even including like people like, I guess it was Mr. Colby, who was the head of the CIA in the middle of so much of this Iran-Contra stuff back then, and the drugs and everything else. And he was he drowned, you know. He fell out of the boat. He had retired, and he was talking. He had talked about some of these operations that are considered to be a no-no, you know, that they're not supposed to talk about. And he had come before the Senate and the Congress himself, and he talked about some things, including assassination plans and things of that sort. And of course, lo and behold, one afternoon, goes out in a little rowboat, and the boat fell over, and he fell over and drowned. It's equally as strange as so many of the rest of the poor people that have passed away in the airplanes that have run into other airplanes and all sorts of things like that. So it's another one of those cases where he was actually removed. Even though he was retired, he probably knew more illegal acts than almost anyone in a 10 or 20 year period, and they couldn't have him wandering around talking and making appearances before the Senate and the Congress under oath.
Well, he was actually writing a book. He was going to write a book and bring out a lot of these secrets, and I think that's
right.
That's why they had to finish him off. But they see nothing wrong with killing government officials. I mean, they've killed government officials from other countries. I mean, certainly, if you haven't read John Perkins' book, you really need to get it. Certainly read Double Cross, a book we carry written by the brother of the head of the mafia. He tells you how they employ the mafia for killing people in this country and throughout the world.
And they just now, as of like yesterday, they pulled another one of these, I call it a con job, with a trying to... it's a diversionary kind of a thing to make it look like we're trying to clean up our act, or we're always trying to, these agencies that carry out this stuff, they're always trying to get, you know, apologize for what took place previously. So they've turned loose this 695 pages in reference to some attempts to kill Fidel Castro and a few other things of that sort, which is just complete garbage. I mean, it's true, you know, but it's kind of like, so what? What are we talking about? We're talking about stuff that was years and years and years ago, and it's actually already been out. It's not like, you know, they've been talking about this for a couple of weeks at this expose of Central Intelligence paperwork that's such an amazing read, you know, that you're going to see all of these wonderful little internal memos about planning to poison Castro and things of that sort. And this is just absolute old, ancient trash that's been out before. And it's just a diversionary thing to make the general public think that something's being done to keep control over these outrageous events.
Well, of course, these organizations control the government. I mean, if you are in a congressman and you start to really start asking serious questions, why, they may send you on a skiing trip.
Yeah, that's right. They'll put you out in your canoe.
And, of course, when we get back, go into the background of the strange death of Sonny Bono, because, of course, Bob Fletcher was working with Sonny. And I think there are a lot of people who have looked into the death of Congressman Sonny Bono and realized that he did not run into a tree. We're going to be back here in just a moment to develop this and try to let you understand we're up against truly organized evil.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob's had some fascinating experiences. Actually, as you remember, Manuel Noriega, he was the president of Panama. We launched an invasion down there, killed a lot of people so we could capture him. Not because he was a bad guy. He was involved in drugs. But, of course, he was taking more than his cut from the Central Intelligence Agency. And you do not, you have a deal with them and you violate it, they're going to get you. And so they sent in the army to topple Noriega. But then Bob was actually approached by Noriega's lawyers, you know, to try, because he wanted to bring out in the trial that Noriega had been working with the Central Intelligence Agency. And can you imagine the judge in that trial wouldn't allow any of that evidence to be brought up?
Yep, basically what happened, it was very simple. I'm not sure if it was Well, of course, the judge did do that to a certain extent, but actually this was the congressional inquiries and the Senate. What really took place there was, and then this is my belief, apparently it went right under my nose what was going on, and that was that people and or the law firm itself, who was representing Noriega, of course, as a defense lawyers, had simply passed all of that information that I had supplied them with, names, dates, and places, if you will, and the connecting points, had just passed it on to the people that were prosecuting. Now, of course, you have to a certain extent, but the bottom line, my material, which was, of course, supplied under an agreement of extreme secrecy, only because I was just directly concerned with being killed. It's that simple, putting it in plain terms. So my agreement to supply the information with the lawyers was, of course, that they absolutely keep me out of the middle of it, other than writing me the check for payment for carrying out what I did. But they, what happened was the actual prosecutors, which was the United States government, came back and harassed me with it. Harassed me with my own material, indicating that they were keeping, tabs on me and could pull my plug anytime they wanted and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, that came back to me through the offices of Mr. Bill McCollum, who was of course the congressman for the Florida Orlando area and was on the investigating committee to investigate the Oliver North connections and the Iran-Contra business, but also had one of his men, one of his own personnel, recruit mercenaries in the congressional office to function with Oliver North and the Iran-Contra stuff.
Well, before we go on, I want you to get your address out and your website so people know how to get your excellent information.
Yeah, okay, fine. We do have... I've done, which are available, about six or seven different investigations, and they're all in a DVD form, video form, including even the report that I did do for Sonny Bono, and I put that all on a DVD as well. And if anyone's interested, you can drop me a note. You can do one of two things. Write me a note, ask me for one of our catalogs. It's just simple little printed sheet that tells you what we have and explains some of the investigations. You can send it to Bob Fletcher. That's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Post Office 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803, Bob Fletcher. Just drop me a note, say, hey, I'd like to get a copy of one of your catalogs. What do you have available? And I'll send it to you. Or you can email me, if you would like, at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news, N-E-W-S, little insignia for at, bobfletcher.info.
Would you mind sending me one of your catalogs? You did some time ago, and I don't know what happened to it, but we might very well want to carry some of your equipment material. But let's get into the background of how you got involved with Sonny Bono, Congressman Sonny Bono.
Well, I had done, again, this is one of these things where one person or another turns you to somebody else and says, hey, contact this person. They want to know about this or that. And I had done... I don't remember exactly, as we go back quite a ways, several years. I think back all the way to about 92 or 3, when Sonny was so terribly concerned about the illegitimacy of the Waco, the Koresh burning of the church in Waco and all of that, which was some unbelievable criminal acts that took place there. Setting it on fire and shooting people when they tried to get out and things of that sort. And those all did take place. That's all not just rumors. That was what took place. And
we have a video where we have, it's called a Waco and a Revelation, where you'll actually hear several people who had actually talked to the special forces of men, trained killers, that they sent in there to kill the women and children. And that's why it's good. All the Davidians were shot in the back of the head. And why, of course, when they went on trial, I talked to Sarah Bain, who headed the jury, and she said the wrong people were on trial. I mean, the government should have been on trial. These people weren't hurting anybody. I mean, they staged this whole thing, and then, of course, later we find out about the Special Forces people that were sent in. But, of course, the American people must never know. In fact, even the prosecutor on this turned sides and tried to bring the truth out, and they sent him to prison.
What was really terrible about that situation is the handful of the people that survived and were put on trial afterwards, and of course they were put on trial for such things as conspiracy to commit murder, killing of federal agents, and things of that sort, which is ridiculous. These people were, they were in a church situation of their own, and I won't get into all of it. It's too convoluted. It's too much to go on to. But, for example, like with the guns and the weapons, they had licenses for that stuff. They used to do gun shows. They made money selling some guns, used and new, but it was all done legitimate, legal, the same as any other gun dealer, and et cetera, et cetera. They were a group of patriot churchgoers that were concerned with the corrupted government also, and of course there were other reasons why they ended up going in after them, but I'm not going to get into that.
Well, if actually four of the federal officers that caught had all been personal bodyguards for Bill Clinton, and all of them, of course, were up in that room, and they were all killed, and they all knew an awful lot about Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's kind of like sent those guys in and to eradicate them and, you know, put them in that situation. But the thing that I was saying that was so upsetting was that when they did the trial, basically the jury found most all of those people not guilty of almost everything that they had been charged with. And the judge himself actually came after the trial. The judge said, okay, well, you know, we got not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. And then the judge just said, well, I'm going to give you all 20 years in prison anyhow. And basically that was what it amounted to. He had the judiciary flexibility in his state, his position, to go ahead and throw the book at them, even though they were found not guilty on almost everything.
And the American people have never heard about the Special Forces people that were in there.
That's right, and that's, of course, all of that. But Sonny had been involved with that investigation at the congressional level. He was extremely upset. As a matter of fact, he literally started to break into tears on a couple of times when they were talking and describing the children that were burned to death and blown away and all in that place. And I had supplied him around that period of time, had supplied his offices with some information. I don't even recall originally what it was. And I'd done some things for him and then back and forth a few times. And approximately sometime around 96, off the top of my head, I was working on something. I had gone in and had lunch with the head of Sonny's offices there and in Washington, D.C., and he was, matter of fact, explained to me at that visit how somebody had just broken into their office, as a matter of fact, and also the fact that they had to do an electronic sweep every 30 days and pull the bugging systems out of the congressional offices in Washington on a regular basis.
Now, who was bugging the congressional offices? I mean, after all, I mean, you're not supposed to, it's against the law to bug somebody's office.
Right. So they were totally aware of the fact that they were just, he told me, in fact, they shushed me. I was started to talk. We were inside the offices seated in there, and I started to talk about a couple of things, and they put their hand over their lips and said, shh, don't, you know, give me a sign with their hands for me to shut up and signal me to keep quiet and come on out. So then we just went on out and did what they call a walk and talk up the up through the hallways there in the congressional building, so where you can talk while you're walking and not be listened to. And at that time, he told me, he said, They just got through sweeping of, you know, the offices again, and they pulled out two or three more bugs again out of the office. About the second or third time they had done that, and that it was driving them crazy because they had no, even in their congressional offices in Washington, they could not talk freely because of fear of having of people listen. So, anyhow, I told them I was in the middle of putting together a report, actually, originally for another congressional office on the drugs and the connection in the government. And they said, when you're finished with it, get it to us. I did complete it within 30 days or so, contacted them, sent it off. And then I had just forgotten about it because it was some time had gone by, probably another 2 months, and I was doing other things. And at that time, running all over the country and doing speaking engagements and what have you and whatever, different things. So finally, you know, to my pleasant surprise, I get the call from Sonny's offices, and they just said, hey, this was about December 21st, and they said, we're about to go into the Christmas holidays, but that Sonny had finally gone over the video, the DVD that I had, and that he was really upset, had knocked him right off his chair, and with all the evidence and documentation, and that they were going to do, that Sonny was being appointed on the Intelligence Committee in the Congress at the beginning of the year, and that he would have subpoena power, and that he was going to subpoena these people, and he was going to get to the bottom of some of these outrageous things, and that he was going to go after them. And if I would help them out and supply them with whatever else they needed from me on my side, then this is what they were going to do. I was enthused on it, overwhelmed with joy at the idea that that this was going to be done.
Now, was this having to do with Waco? Was this having to do with drugs or what?
No, this was totally, basically, it was government people, personnel at the highest level of our government smuggling drugs and weapons, and killing some murders that were associated to that. But basically, it was the drug connections into the highest levels of our government. And Sonny was apparently just overwhelmed with excitement and interest to really get into this thing. And of course, nobody knew about that. I mean, some people up there, of course, in the Congress and the Senate, they would have known that he was in line to be put into this subcommittee on intelligence, and that he would have subpoena power. But basically, that's not something that's in the general news, not ahead of time. And so it was literally, like I said, December 21st, something like that. And he simply said, we'll get right back to you. Have a nice Christmas. We'll get back to you within a week or two. And 10 days after that conversation, Sonny Bono was dead on the ski slopes. And of course, they...
But of course, the idea was he had gone off by himself and he hit a tree, just
right.
Skied right into a tree, which is pretty hard to do.
Right, and by the way, it's like, you know, it's like 1 in 4 million that you. It's more likely that you in the United States, it is more likely that you will die from getting hit with lightning than you will die from running into a tree on skis.
Because there was something a little strange about those wounds, you know. They really didn't hit his chest, did they?
Well, right. What happened, of course, when that happened, you're talking about the blood going out of your head, you know, when I saw the news report. I'm sitting back in California, and I was in my living room, and I saw that, and I said, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And, of course, instantly I looked at it from a totally different view than everybody else because I was one of the few people, it was my report that is the primary reason for this serious investigation that he was about to undertake. And, of course, nobody knew about it except me and his immediate people, et cetera. And this good friend of mine that I had known for like 4 years, up there ahead of prior to this, he actually ran Sonny's offices. When I let a day go by, and then about the second or third day after, I called up there, number one, just for my condolences, And that was the primary reason. And when I called, this gentleman absolutely would not take my call. And he never spoke to me again, ever, period. And this is a fellow who actually had assisted me personally with some VA problems I had at the hospital, and et cetera, you know. And I would have gone over there. I had lunch with him and coffee or whatever on a couple of occasions and prior to this investigation. So when that happened, then I said, uh-oh. I'm going to talk about a red flag. You know, my worst conspiratorial concerns actually became very serious. So I tried to get the autopsy, and I found out that nobody was getting it, including his Sonny's older mother, who was still alive at that time, and she tried to get it. She couldn't get it. They said, no, it's sealed, and you know, which is...
Why would they seal the autopsy in the congressman? Right. Were they afraid that Osama bin Laden would find out?
Yeah, right. See, so it was one of these strange things like, oh, here we go again. And when we get right back, I'll explain you what happened.
Well, go right ahead. I'll tell you, I'll cut you off at the right point.
Okay. So we, the bottom line was, I started looking into it. They said, no, you couldn't get it. I had connections with people connected to people, and about 60 days, I did get my hand on the autopsy. And when I got the autopsy and went over it with asking questions of some doctors, et cetera, it just didn't fit the synopsis they were trying to give us.
Well, we're out of time. Our guest has been Bob Fletcher, but I've heard this whole story. It's fascinating. And actually, you can get, of course, the DVD that Bob prepared for Sonny Bono if you'd really like to understand the background of how corrupt things really are in Washington.
It's an eye-opener.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob Fletcher, and we really should be carrying some of his material. I've known Bob for a number of years. He's reliable. I believe he's very accurate in what he's saying. Now, if you doubt that the CIA is involved in drugs, we carry a couple of books. One of them is called Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson. Her book was recalled by the publisher. The copies of it were shredded. You could hear the story of her experiences writing the book about the men we abandoned in Vietnam and how many were their bodies. Of course, they sent the bodies of the dead soldiers home. They simply took out the insides and packed it full of cocaine to bring it into this country. And the CIA was involved in smuggling drugs at that time. And that's why they couldn't allow this book to get out. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. We have second-hand copies. They're available from Radio Liberty. They're in good shape. And, of course, I suggest the four-tape set that goes with that book, and you get the two at a reduced rate. And the book, tape set is The Men We Left Behind, the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye. And these young, courageous Americans went overseas to fight for freedom, because the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and we thought we were fighting communism. We were actually financing it the whole time. If you'd like to get a copy of my newsletter, we'll be glad to send it to you if you order either the book or the DVD. It's my March letter, it's simply Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Platform Committee in 1972, how we were financing the communists in Russia, and they were financing the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese were financing the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. And the same thing's going on over in Afghanistan. I mean, after all, we're financing the Pakistani government that's funding the Pakistani military, that's funding the Taliban, that is killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again, and then we wonder why we can't win the war. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Monica Jensen Stevenson's second book, Spite House, and we have, of course, the tape set that goes with that. One Man Returned, the story of the one man who did come back from Vietnam, and, of course, what the government did to him to discredit him, because we could never let him tell the truth about all the men they intentionally abandoned who are still there. If anybody at home really cares, and of course we have the book Betrayed, going into the men that were left behind, not only in Vietnam, but in Korea and the Second World War. We have the report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the Helms Committee report, and of course it goes into the men we abandoned in the First World War and the Second World War, over 20,000 of them. And in Korea and Vietnam, and a regular pattern of betrayal time and time again, because as Henry Kissinger said, and quoted in Woodward's book, The Final Days, the military, they're just stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. That's what Henry Kissinger thinks of your sons and brothers, and remember, he is the president's chief advisor, according to Woodward in his latest book, Under Siege. Well, of course, we too hope you'll want to get the Senate Foreign Relations Committee book, the book Betrayed. If you want to know about drugs, we have a book called Drugging America, another one, Defrauding America. We have a four-tape, six-interview set called Is There Really a War on Drugs? There's no war on drugs. We're not trying to stop the drug traffic. The CIA is behind the drug traffic. Why do you think we keep fighting the war and the situation keeps getting worse and worse? And this year, when America controls Afghanistan, we have the biggest poppy crop of ever. Oh, the people of the CIA are so happy. Why can't they stop the poppy crop when we control the country? Aw, shucks, we just don't know how. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. The administration's controversial eavesdropping program is the subject of a batch of subpoenas for the White House and Vice President Cheney's office. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says the subpoenas were prompted by the administration's refusal to provide the requested information.
We've made 9 formal requests over the past year and a half, both with Republicans and Democrats.